Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Kisisa. There's a fascinating episode brought down in Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to command the Jewish people to bring a machatzis shekel, a half a shekel, and Hashem shows him, says Rashi, matbea shel eish, a coin of fire, mishkala machatzis shekel, that weighed half a shekel, and he said, kazeh yitnu, this is what you should give. And all the mefarshim are bothered by the fact that Hashem has to show him a coin of fire, just sell him the coin, or give him the coins, or tell him the weight. What's the concept of the idea of a coin of fire? So I saw two beautiful explanations. The first is from the Sefer Pnei Meir, and he says that fire is very unique. If you light one fire off another fire, it doesn't take away at all from the original fire. It doesn't detract from it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you should know that when you give tzedakah, when you donate, and you contribute to holy things, to pursuits of Kedusha, then you don't lose anything. On the contrary, the same with it, when you take from one fire and you light another fire, it doesn't diminish the first fire whatsoever. So too, when a person gives tzedakah, it doesn't hurt their bottom line. On the contrary, they continue with their financial success, plus they have the mitzvah of contributing and giving tzedakah. And Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says a little bit of a different approach. And he says, fire is very unique. On one hand, it is one of the most beneficial and crucial things that we have. It provides light and heat. One needs it to cook and to bake. On the same side, however, says Rav Nachum Breslov, that fire also is extremely dangerous. And if it's not carefully monitored and carefully controlled, it could contribute to terrible destruction. Says Rav Nachum Breslov, that's what money is. If a person understands how to conduct himself when it comes to money, they have bitachon that it comes from Hashem, they give meiser from their money, they contribute when needed, then it is the most beneficial and critical and crucial thing. One cannot live without it. However, a person that's not careful in how they spend their money and what they use their money for, they're in tremendous danger. Chas v'shalom, it could cause them tremendous destruction and there can be terrible consequences. So let's take both these concepts or ideas to heart. Let's understand that when we give, it doesn't diminish us whatsoever. That on the contrary, when we diminish, we're using the gift that Hashem gave us in the most appropriate way so that He could continue to give us and continue to contribute to us as much as we need. Have a wonderful Shabbos.